that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap.
And good morning. It is Saturday morning, October 8th. Time for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Hope you've got your coffee brewed and ready to pour yourself a cup. We do here at the Radio Ranch. The Wranglers are here. We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to be here, too, this morning. Tune in. We hope you'll join us for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Coming to you live from the Radio Ranch outside of Laramie, Wyoming, on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. Enjoy this song. We do. We'll be right back.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And that old wheel will roll around again. Hope you're driving it when it rolls around as we roll over those snake guts and stomp them. Good morning, men. How are y'all this morning?
Good morning. We're doing well.
How are things down in beautiful Colorado this morning, Mr. Jason?
Oh, they're doing great. I'm up in Wyoming.
Oh, it's good.
Like you've been having a little fun up there.
Well, you know, I thought we'd talk about that this morning. I got to give a good thank you to Jason, because Jason's a good friend. He's a good Christian man. Sure been through the ropes. Got his true PhD from the School of Hard Knocks and the School of Learning in the Lord. But I think Jason came across a deal on a rifle a couple years ago, and some way, somehow, he thought of me when he got it. And so, Jason, again, thank you for that 30-06. It works.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
It works. as if there was any doubt. But anyway, well, why don't we start out with a word of prayer? People, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Got Ranch Wrangler Jason, Ranch Wrangler Kyle, and Ranch Wrangler Richard here. We're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. It's a cool morning. There is, what they say, frost on the pumpkin outside this morning, about 29 degrees here at the Radio Ranch, and they're calling for an inch of snow today. We'll see. Well, Mr. Kyle, would you start us out in prayer this morning, please?
Oh God, my Heavenly Father, we do come to you this morning. We ask you for your protection today, for your guidance and direction. We ask for your Holy Spirit to come down upon us and lead us where you want us to go, not only during the show, but all day long. We ask you to protect our families, those that you have called, Lord, and chosen, the few, the vessels that are to honor, Lord, that you made. And as Richard said earlier, not for those vessels of dishonor. We ask for that wrath to come down that you said is going to come down, and we hasten that day, Lord. to where they're just righteous in the land. Boy, do I wish that day would come.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask you, Lord, to be with all those that are yours and all those who are listening today, and let them get something out of it to start their day off and in the right mode. We ask this in your name, the precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you've been listening to some of the broadcasts, maybe the last couple of weeks of Coffee or some of the nightly broadcasts, you've heard us mention that hunting season's coming up, and well, it's hunting season now. And we've got a group and a couple, I guess we could say, here trying to thin out the deer population here down on the river at the Radio Ranch and up in the mountains. And so far, it's been working pretty good. I just have to give that report. So far, it's been working pretty good. And big weather changes, got a big old full moon up there. We had bright, starry skies till about 5:30 this morning, and then the clouds rolled in. And is it raining down there, Jason?
No, it's not. Hadn't rained all night.
Oh well, good, good. Heard there's some weather coming in, but that's the way it is. And we've talked about, as hunting season approaches, the different seasons. The Bible says that there's a time for all things: a time for living, a time for dying, a time for rejoicing, a time for mourning, and I think you men would agree with me that, of course, that Bible's true, but there truly is. There's a time for all things. And so right now we're in that time of hunting season. So we're trying to enjoy that in a little bit of spare time yesterday evening, and got somebody down on the river this morning. But here we are. And Kyle and I had talked about on last Saturday morning, I don't know if we mentioned it, Kyle, but, you know, last Friday, Kyle and I were out riding and gathered in another, just about the last of the cattle in from the summer range. I think, what did we bring in, Kyle? 11?
Yeah, I think 11 last Friday, yeah.
I think it was. And, you know, as we're out riding, we're thinking, well, we'll get in and tomorrow, being last Saturday morning, was hunting season, opening day. And thinking, well, you know, we sure like to be on the stand on opening morning, maybe down there in the woods or up in the mountains trying to shoot something on opening morning. That's going to be about the best time. But I think we made the right decision, and we were here at the radio microphone,
yeah.
and here we are again this morning. So you make those choices for the Lord. You can't go wrong there. So, well, Jason, have you heard what is going on in the world out there today? Because I sure have not watched much of the news, even on the computer this week.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Yesterday I did something a little bit different. They had a sustainable living farm, I don't know what you call it, documentary, I guess, that had a special viewing down at the university. So I went to watch that, and it was a late night showing. It was a special viewing of a new documentary called Farmageddon. That's
farming.
Coming out.
Huh.
Should be out in the next couple months. Have you seen anything come through on that?
I haven't. Not at all.
Well, it was interesting. It was a very interesting documentary and very well done. And the people that put this together was a family that it was a woman that was the filmmaker on this, and she had one of her children had come down with some allergies and had been sick. And she was doing the research on trying to figure out what's causing this and what could be beneficial for her son. Well, she finds out through her studies and research that raw milk could be something that would be beneficial. So she finds a local dairy that agrees to sell her raw milk on a share program and starts getting raw milk through them, and her son's allergies completely go away. And he is, you know, he benefits just extraordinarily from it. He gets better. All the health problems that he had were gone, and he was healthier than ever. Well, the FDA came down and shut the dairy down, like they have so many of them. But they shut the dairy down, and made it where she could not no longer get fresh milk for her family. So she started doing some research on it, and that's what how this documentary came into place. And it was just amazing to I shouldn't say amazing, but it was, even for me, just to see how many times they've went in and they've harassed, sent a SWAT team in to a family farm to harass them for packaging raw food or organic food or raw milk or raw cheese, to see what they, how they've treated these people. I mean, there were stories on there about, you know, a family that, you know, lives out on a family farm, got six kids running around, and 6:30 in the morning, lady coming down the stairs, and, you know, there's a SWAT team in her living room pointing guns at her and holding her and the children for hours while they search the premises. And this is all over food. But it was interesting to me because they started this documentary off. It was put on, the showing or the viewing of this film was put on by the Campus Liberty party, which I was not familiar with, but it was really interesting because they started off this video with a guy that introduced it, got up and, you know, said, you know, we're going to ask people, you know, we have a question for people. And he said, usually when we ask this question, we get 100 different answers. And the question was, what is liberty? And to listen to people's answers on what is liberty was kind of a sad thing, because really nobody had a clue what liberty was.
Right.
And my answer to that was based on 2 Corinthians 3:17. This says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And people seem to think that that was, I mean, people had never heard that. People have never heard that, and people have never read that because they didn't read their Bible. They were so concerned about freedoms and their rights, but
they've forgotten what their freedoms and their rights are.
Exactly.
And where they come from.
They did not have a clue. And, you know, but it was a very good film, and it was educating, and it showed a lot of what, how they went in, and they've just, the USDA, the FBI, these different alphabet soup organizations have went in and harassed farmers. You know, there's been co-ops where, you know, 10 families get together and they'll farm an area. Well, next thing you know, they're trying to throw them into the same group as a commercial food producing company,
right,
and want them to fill out 3 inches worth of paperwork to be able to divide up the food that they grow together. And people should have the right to be able to grow whatever they want. People talk about freedoms. You know, they should be able to grow whatever they want, put into their bodies whatever they want, and keep out of their bodies whatever they want. And this food thing is becoming a serious issue across our land, and not many people know what is going on in the scenario that is going on. But you watch this, and you can tell that these bureaucrats, these thugs that come and harass women and children, you know, isn't that what the Amalekites did? They always went after the elderly, the women, and the children. And that's exactly what these thugs, you know, that hide behind a badge do. I mean, you come in rushing in on a family or, you know, a grocery store like it's some kind of drug deal going down, or like they're a bunch of murderers, you know, people holding them at gunpoint because they had some raw milk in their refrigerator, you know, stopping, harassing people that have raw milk in coolers, driving down the road, treating them like they're a bunch of drug dealers. Hello, you know, what's wrong with this picture? But the thing is we've allowed it to happen, and people need to, you know, is what I was seeing over and over and over, is they're not going to stop. You know, our enemies, these enemies, they are destroyers, and they're trying to destroy this market. They're trying to destroy people. And one thing that they did not point out in this documentary is, you know, that they're killers. You know, they know all the questions that they kept asking is why? Why would they do this? Why would they do this? Why would they do this? They never gave you a real answer to that, and it's because they're killers. They're destroyers. They want you to be sick. They want you to be unhealthy, and they want you to be dependent upon their system. You know, cancer is the biggest industry in the world.
It is.
And they want to make customers. And that might sound a little far out for some people, but it's the truth. You know, they do not want people healthy. They don't want people to eat right. They don't want people to be eating anything that is good for them, that maybe they can stay away from the doctors if they do eat. But looking at this, the only way to stop them is for them to be wiped out. You know, they are an alien race that's among us. They are killers, they are stealers, they are destroyers. And I pray for that day when the Lord decides to take them out of here, because they need to go, as far as I'm concerned.
Amen. And you know, people, you've heard mentioned about that alien race and how they're aliens. If you've been listening to these broadcasts, you've heard Pastor preach The Alien Creatures Among Us was an excellent series from several years ago. And if you just can't wrap yourself around that there's actual aliens, if you're just too tied up in the science fiction that comes out of Hollywood about the little green men, and you just can't put two and two together, how about think this? At least their way of thinking is alien to us. Can you at least think that that's right, that that's true? Can you wrap yourself around that? That their way of thinking, our way of thinking, is, even if you weren't raised in the Bible, do you remember when God said He'd give you the land of milk and honey? Well, if God's going to give you the land of milk and honey, do you think milk should be outlawed? Do you think honey and good foods should be outlawed? I don't think so. And so can you at least wrap yourself around that these people, the way they think, are alien to the way that we think, that they're different? Because that's sure a different way of thinking. You know, here we've my family's been on raw milk for 15 years, and not boasting at all, but you know, for the most part, our family's pretty healthy. Our children are pretty healthy. They don't have to go down to the doctor, you know, every month. They haven't had to have tubes in their ears like so many others have. They haven't had to have their tonsils out and their adenoids out and you know, all type of sinus work and everything like so many other children have to. They're not on any prescription drugs. And I know several other families that are that way. And so wouldn't you think that that'd be okay? I mean, that's the way...
Well, even going back to when they made it a law and made it mandatory to pasteurize milk. You know, at one time in America, it was against the law to pasteurize milk in the United States. And their reasoning was that if you have to pasteurize it to make it fit to drink, then it's got so much crap in it that people shouldn't be drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
And if people were pasteurizing it, it was simply against the law until they got some of these milk factories that, in my opinion, can't prove it, but I think that they were probably owned by Jews, and they were some greedy bastards in there that, and they were the ones that started mixing flour and chalk and dyeing the milk because they were trying to sell product that wasn't fit to drink, and they got quite a few people that were sick and got sick of it, and that's when they came out with this pasteurization process, and they found out that, oh, they can have so much crap in it. And I'm talking literal crap.
Literal.
I mean,
that's right.
That's it. You know, there's no other way to put it, but that's what it is. They figured out that they could have so much crap, so many parts per million in the milk, pasteurize it, and people could still drink it.
Yep.
And you know, that's,
and when you contrast that with a raw milk dairy, who, if you had anywhere near the parts per million of literal crap in the milk that these commercial dairies can have, because they're cooking the milk and killing not only the bad stuff but all the good stuff in it, or they think they're killing the bad stuff, you could tell in the raw milk. You go get raw milk like we do, and it is just the greatest stuff in the world. It is the way God intended it to be for you.
Well, and you take a lot of these people that have had you know, milk allergies for 5, 10, 20, 30 years, and they start drinking raw milk, it doesn't affect them the same way. It doesn't give them the bloating. It doesn't give them all these side effects. You know, a lot of these people that are told that they are lactose intolerant are intolerant to homogenized and pasteurized lactose.
Right.
And if you give them the proper food, the correct way, the way that God made it, the way that the animal made it, that God made, and it has all the enzymes in it, their bodies can process it. They can deal with it. It's healthy for them then. You know, I remember talking to somebody a couple years ago, and I mean, this was 10, 15 years ago, and somebody was real sick, and they said, well, go drink a glass of that raw milk. And they said, well, I thought you were supposed to stay away from raw milk or milk when you were sick. And you're not supposed to eat or drink dairy products when you're sick. And they explained that no. They said, well, if you're drinking a pasteurized, homogenized product, then you want to stay away from it. But then you probably should be staying away from it altogether. But if it's raw, it's got what your body needs. And they went and they started drinking milk, and they snapped out of it within a couple of hours. It's what their body needed.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing what they have done, you know. But a lot of this stuff is, you know, you hear about these raids on these farms that, you know, I remember reading the newspaper article, was it a couple months ago, where they had a sting operation set up on the dairy, you know, watching them through spotting scopes at 5 o'clock in the morning when they go out and load the car up with the raw milk and get ready to take it out to do deliveries, and then pull them over at gunpoint, and that's a big deal.
And it's
can you imagine what the farmer's thinking?
Yeah, and you know, Jason, it's not only the raw milk dealers that the people are going after. How about people that might try to help you from a naturopathic way? You know, with things like herbs and tinctures and more natural things versus pharmaceuticals. The establishment sure doesn't like that either, do they?
No, they don't. They don't like anything that's going to help people.
Right.
They don't like anything that keeps them unplugged from the system. You know, I was reading earlier this week, I think it was in Minnesota, that they passed a law, I think it was Minnesota, maybe it was Michigan. Anyway, they passed a law in one of these states and said that if you have health insurance and your doctor prescribes a prescription for you to take and you refuse to take it, that your health insurance is immediately going to triple in cost. And they have the right to charge you triple if you decide that you don't want to take one of the prescriptions that that the doctor prescribes for you. And, you know, I mean, so many times the problems that we have, I was talking this week, you know, right now we're at the point in time where death from prescription drugs outweighs, and the number is higher than automobile fatalities. I mean, it's in the millions. There's been over 3-point-something million deaths from pharmaceutical drugs over the last couple of years. And they're saying that, you know, one scenario is somebody takes a prescription drug and it has an adverse effect to it and they drop dead. The other is it might be conflicting with another prescription that they're on.
Exactly.
But for it to outweigh and to be a higher number than auto fatalities, I mean, that's huge. You know, has there been any deaths from homeopathic products or vitamins or health supplements or something you can get at the health food store?
I've never heard of any.
I've never heard of any.
I have never heard of any. You know, you're absolutely right, Jason. You said it. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is if you're listening to us, and this, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, you're listening to three Christian men that aren't afraid to talk about biblical things and try to apply biblical things to the mess that we're in today in this unbiblical world. But if you can't agree, or maybe let me put it this way, if you don't agree with the way these doctors are doing and the way the police and the lawmakers and the legislatures and all that are putting all these rules and laws together, can you, like I said earlier, can you wrap your mind around that the way they think is an alien way of thinking to the way you think? What do you think about that, Kyle? You've been falling asleep on us, have you? It's awful early in the morning.
I have not, but I'm sitting here and I'm listening, you know, and yeah, you have the big majority of the Antichrist out there. You deny that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And then you got these, you know, I watched the trailer of that movie Jason went and seen yesterday, and you got these guys that should be with us, that should be standing with us, that should be, you know, fighting with us, that should be knowing what we know, but because of greed, you know, and that's, you know, even the little cops that I watched with Jason, you know, as they break into these people's houses, guns pointing at women and children, you know, I'm sure all of them aren't Antichrist, but they're doing the works of Antichrist for their job, you know, for their money.
Right.
And, you know, and then you're talking about the big guys, you know, that, you know, like the doctors and the medical establishment, you know, where of course they don't want natural cures to happen because of money. You know, they get all these patients coming in and they got that steady income in, they can keep driving these, you know, these Vipers around or whatever they're driving, you know, which I think is quite fitting. You know, I knew back in Oregon a couple of doctors that drove Vipers, and I thought, what a perfect fitting car for what they do, you know. But it, you know, it's just, they are either, you know, killers, stealers, and destroyers, or else they got that love of money, you know, which is the root of all evil for our kind of people, you know, and it sets in and it takes them over, and that, to the point to where they don't even know what's right or wrong. I guess it's to that point. Otherwise, I can't see how they could possibly do what they do. But I was going to ask Jason, what kind of people were there, you know, last night? Was there a lot? And what kind were they?
No, actually, there wasn't a whole lot of people there. They had it set up in a big auditorium, and not very many people showed up. And it was mostly it was old farmers. Several of them I recognize from the area that I've seen at the farmers markets and stuff like that. And then there was hippies, and there was a bunch of hippies. There was a bunch of hippies and a couple old farmers, and that was about it. Talking to some of the people, you could tell that there were some people that were genuinely concerned about this and trying to figure out, okay, what do we do? You know, what, you know, is there anything that we can do? And wanted people to be aware of some of the stuff that was going on. And, you know, the farmers, you know, they've seen a lot of this stuff happening, and they're trying to, you know, because they're having to deal with it on a regular basis, you know, more laws, more restrictions, you know, what do they got to do? And, you know, I think that they're looking for answers, and they're starting to realize that, you know, hey, what we've done in the past ain't working. We got to figure out something new. And that was just a general overview of, you know, kind of the way people were thinking.
Well, you know, remember that we were listening to some right-wing radio station yesterday for a little bit, and they've got their premises all wrong. They got their answers all wrong. You know, I mean, there we are on a, you know, for, you know, a small radio station, but really right-wing, you know, and their answers is vote for Ron Paul. And
yeah.
It's like they don't get it, you know.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, it's like, so he's the best of all the evils out there. I mean, it's like you're going about it all the wrong way, you know. Let them, you know, let's worry about the kingdom of God, you know, and do what the king says to do, you know, which is the law that he gave us many, many years ago. But they think that the people that caused them all these problems are the ones that's going to get them out of it. And it's just backwards thinking.
You know, I don't have the exact scripture verse, but we are, you know, I can remember the pastor preaching that, you know, there will come a day when his people will no longer rely on those who strike them. And that day, just have it might not be today, it might be tomorrow, but I guess it's not today. You know, and isn't that the way that we were when we came out of Egypt? You know, the people were murmuring and they were turning against Moses and saying, "Oh, you brought us out here in the wilderness. You know, at least we had graves in Egypt. At least we had this." And isn't that how our people are? They don't want to turn away from this ungodly Babylonian system. They're very comfortable with asking, "Mother, may I sell some milk? Mother, may I grow some vegetables? Mother, may I do this or that?" And when you don't play "Mother, may I" the right way, well, Mother doesn't like that. And it ain't Mother Nature. Because we don't believe in Mother Nature. But it's that Babylonian whore that all the nations bow down to that wants everybody to play "Mother, may I." Got a couple scripture verses if you're listening in, if you got your notes pad out. Jason mentioned,
not
for you guys, it's for the listeners out there. I know you guys have these down. But Jason talked about the law of liberty. That's how this video started out. And Jason, is that something that we can get like a DVD on that we'll be able to either show or offer sometime? Or
yeah, it's not released yet. It won't be out for a couple months, but hopefully in a couple months. I actually came home last night and I sent the company that put it out an email and asked them to get in touch with me because I'd like to get them on the radio and do an interview with them and talk about this. And we'll see what we can do to get the video down the road.
Great. Well, you had mentioned, it started out asking, what is liberty? And so I'll ask our listeners out there, do you know what liberty is? And I'll give you a couple scripture verses that will let you kind of look it up in the Bible and see. Because if you can't find it, you need to be able to define these type terms with the Bible. You can look at your Webster's, and if you even go back, even Daniel Webster back in the 1800s, he used the Bible to define it. And so, you know, if you either turn or write down James 1:25. And James 1:25 says, "But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty." And so we heard earlier, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. The Bible calls the law of liberty the perfect law and abides by it. And you read on a little bit there, it talks about being a doer and not just a forgetful hearer. So write that reference down, James 1:25, and then we'd have you turn over or write down Romans 8:12. Is it Romans 8:12? Let me look. Romans 8:12. Nope. Romans 8:2. How about that? Romans 8:2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death." So it talks about the law of liberty is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of Christ Jesus. Go a little further back to John 8. John 8:32. And John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So we're talking about liberty. Now if you just look up a definition of liberty, it'll just say freedom. But the Bible talks a little bit more about that. That liberty is that perfect law, that it's the law of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that it's the truth, and if you know that truth, it'll set you free. And then if you go back to James 2:12, and in James 2:12, it says, "So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty." And that's sure what we try to do. We try to speak that we will be judged by that law of truth, that law of Jesus Christ. We talked a little bit not too long ago about that law. That law is not done away with. When you read all through, and this is all New Testament, this is all at the time of Christ and after the time of Christ, about that perfect law, that law of liberty. And Jason, you're so right. People have no idea. All they can do is repeat the mantra, for the most part, the masses can, of freedom. Freedom. That's why we're fighting in Afghanistan. That's why our soldiers are killing themselves. More soldiers have committed suicide than have died in our 10-year war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And people say,
yeah, what's wrong with that picture? They don't like to put that out on the news a whole lot, do they?
No, not at all. People say, yeah, it's for our freedom. Way to go. We appreciate, oh, thank you, salute the flag, and we appreciate you sacrificing for our freedom. Well, I think the pastor had the best idea of what when the world uses that term of freedom, and it's free, Edom.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
And the Antichrists, which for the most part are Esau, Edom, have done that.
And it was, you know, last night I did have somebody ask me, well, you know, what do you think of Ron Paul? And I said, well, I wouldn't support him. And they said, well, why not? And I said, well, he supports sexual perversion in this country and says that gays should have rights. I said, I can't support anybody that's going to support perversion in this country.
And he supports the Antichrist.
And, you know, that kind of caught him off guard. Well, I said, there's no well or but anything about it. That's the way it is. You know, he supports that. So I ain't going to support him.
Amen.
Who knows? Maybe he's a closet queer or something.
Who knows?
Well, whoever you support, you know, if they're going to bring in any type of sin like that, you know, I mean, it's going to destroy your nation. And slowly you're voting on
it. It's going to bring the wrath of God down upon you.
Absolutely.
Your family, upon your household.
Right.
On the land. I mean, it's going to affect you in all aspects of it.
I mean, everybody talks about freedom, but they don't talk about what they're going to be freed from. You know, I mean, I suppose they're thinking of it as bondage, you know, like in the days of Egypt. But the freedom that we're talking about is the ultimate freedom, and that's the freedom from sin. You know, I mean, I was reading scriptures here while Richard was going through his, you know, in Romans 6:16 says, know ye not to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin. You became the servants of righteousness. You know, and then they want to vote these guys in there, you know, because they're the lesser of two evils. You know, they're still gonna put us in bondage unto sin.
Yes.
You know, but they don't seem to look at it like that. You know, and hopefully someday, you know, that those blinders will be lifted, and the whole remnant. You know, because I don't think the whole remnant sees it yet. But maybe they do. Maybe we're so few in numbers that, you know, we're just scattered abroad like we are.
Back in Joshua, and I think I'm correct in saying Joshua was a I wouldn't say a prophet, but he was given the word of the Lord to give to Israel, the true Israel.
That's kind of what a prophet is.
Yeah, and you know, in 14 Joshua 24:14 he says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth. And I think that ties in just what you said. People don't realize that we are slaves. You know, we used to be slaves to Christ, but now we're slaves to the Antichrist. And people don't like to hear that. But we are. Aren't we to be servants of Christ? Isn't that what Christians are to be? And a servant is a slave? And you're right. That's the freedom that we get in Christ, is that it says that no longer are we just servants, but heirs of the promise also. We're considered brethren and brothers and sons of the living God, and not just slaves and servants when we are true servants of Christ. But because we're not...
And that's the point we're trying to be. We're trying to get to the point where we can serve our Lord and Savior the way that we want, the way that we see fit,
right,
and not serve these Baal gods. When they put a gun to your head and say, you're going to do this, you're going to bow, and you're going to fill out this paperwork and that paperwork. You know, we want the freedoms from the Baal priest. We want right. freedoms from this Antichrist society.
Absolutely.
These
Antichrists.
Sons of the devil. And
that's
then
right.
we want the freedoms to serve our Lord and Savior the way that we see fit.
Right. And if you want those out there and you're listening to us and saying, what are these crazy guys saying? What do you mean serving the Antichrist? Let's go back to Joshua 24:14. Therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt. If you don't serve Jesus Christ, if you don't put Him first, you will serve these others. The land,
you will have a master.
You will have a master, that's right. The freedom is not free to be me. You know, you want to do whatever you want to do, and that's what the Antichrist wants. They want to be free. They want Edom to be free from the law of God that says you don't put up with the Antichrist. You don't have him in your land. Serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. And that's just what the people have done here in this country. Because it's disagreeable to serve the Lord, because they don't want to do that. So they get to choose who they do serve. Whether the gods which your father served, which were beyond the river, and that's the gods, the whether it's TV idols, ever heard of American Idol, or Monday Night Football, or whatever it may be. Or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you're living, well, that's where we're at now. But what did Joshua tell him? He says, you know, if you don't want to serve God, don't. But he finishes this up saying, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I think that's what you were telling him last night, Jason. Well, what do you know, Jason, what do you think of Ron Paul, the God of the Amorites? I mean, the God of the Republicans. I mean, the God of the Constitution Party. And that's all these little small G gods are. Is the little, you know, in the old days, weren't the gods made of either wood or silver or something like that? And today, they're just made of, they are made of flesh, but they're just put before you. You can have this God of the small g God of the Republican Party, or small g God of the Democrat Party, or small g God of the Constitutional Party. I had a guy at a gun show here in Wyoming ask me a few months ago this past summer. He says, hey, would you like to sign up here? We're trying to bring the Constitutional Party to Wyoming. We need to have that on the ticket and blah, blah, blah. And I said, the Constitution Party? He said, oh, yeah, that's what we got. I said, you know, where's Jesus Christ in the Constitution? And he kind of looked at me, and I just walked off.
Yeah, and you know what a good read is, too? Well, I guess I just shouldn't say that, but it's kind of interesting is to read the Wyoming Constitution for the state, the Constitution for the state of Wyoming.
Yeah.
You know, it was the first state to ever give men and women equal rights.
Women the right to vote. The equality
yep.
state, it's called.
Yep.
And that's a good thing to the people. That's a good thing to the people. And all it did was divide homes. The man and woman, the Bible says that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that the two become one. And then those two should have one vote. That's the way it should be. That's the way it was in the Bible. You know, the men chose their leaders when they were to go to battle. Or, you know, you had leaders of 10, leaders of 100, leaders of 1,000. You think they called home and said, honey, do you think we should have Bill or John as
well,
the
leader? Well, that's just what they call a 50-50 marriage, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's the way the state looks at it.
Look at it from this point. Okay, you got this mystery Babylon, this whorehouse government, you know, and then you got these, you know, these certain ones in it that aren't as bad as others. So let's compare it maybe to like the Catholic Church. You know, you might have some priests out there that aren't pedophiles, Well, I don't know. I'm just throwing out a maybe. but anyway, so you got these maybe a few that aren't as bad as others, but they're still worshiping the head. They're still praying to God through Mary. They're still calling each other Father. They're still, you know, their whole foundation is built on idol worship or another god.
Yes.
Whatever way you want. So it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter how good, you know, like good cop, bad cop. It doesn't matter how good the good cop is, you know, or the good priest is. They're all serving the other side, the other god, the small g god, you know, or a mason, you know. You might have this Shriners work thing going on out there where they do some good stuff for children or what. But they're all based, you know, they're all the, whatever they call themselves, the sons of the widow or whatever they call them. It's all based on goddess worship when you go back to the head of it, you know what I mean? So everything that happens beneath it is
wrong
because the foundation isn't right.
Right.
You know?
It's that
you might have Ron Paul, the best of the worst, you know, but the foundation's wrong. He's wanting to work his way up through Mystery Babylon. I mean, you're insane.
Absolutely, it is. Well, you know, we're talking about liberty. Got a song for you real quick. Guys, pour yourself a cup of coffee. We'll be right back. You know what? I started the wrong song. Let's try this one. My apologies.
My heart is heavy for these words I must pen. As the America of my fathers ended its sin, I must shout this warning that all will be lost. If Christians don't stand now and turn to the cross. When he's taken my liberty, worth losing your life. He's taken my gun, worth widowing your wife. Will your children be fatherless? Will your mom and dad weep? Because you violated the land of the free. Liberty's not a parchment in a museum. Not words on a plaque for people to read home. It's on the heart where Jesus Christ lives in a nation founded by promise of peace. Your numbers are greater, your weapons pronounced. Spiral airwaves, new laws you write down. But God's laws are written on some of our hearts. The battle is His if you're ready to start. Homeland Security, IDs, camps, and vaccines. United Nations and agencies and New World Order dreams. The colonists of America would turn in their grave for the liberty we've lost from the lives they gave. They didn't fight, so I'd have to carry your ID. So you could set up roadblocks or force vaccinate me. Or for our men to die in ungodly wars. Throw your thousands of laws for the Babylon whore. Your government's corrupt from the top to the bottom. Democrat or Republican, at their core, they're all rotten. Sin in America has brought it all on, but it's time you decide whose side you'll be on. When he has taken my liberty, worth losing your life. He's taken my gun, worth widowing your wife. You may try to starve us or bring on a plague. But I'll stand with the King and the promise He's made. Your preachers preach falsely, Romans 13. Real men in most churches would never be seen. Repent of your sin and pray for God's truth and for godly men to rise up to protect you. Their armies will march to eject poison and lies. They'll let you live if your spirit you let die. Because you've honored the wicked and the evil you've blessed. Now, America, your sins have come home to rest. Open your eyes and clean out your ears. Look at this nation for the truth as to hear. The Antichrist has taken control. Will you lose your nation? Will you lose your soul? When he's taken my liberty, worth losing your life. He's taken my gun, worth widowing your wife. Repent and draw near to the Lord Jesus Christ. Your soul can be saved as well as your life. If it's all right for granddad, the socialist to fight, and her dad's and her uncle's killing communists was right, I don't reckon it matters which land they stand on, here or abroad, if it's wrong, then it's wrong. Oh, consider your orders. You say you're just doing your job. There's a line, and I pray you don't cross. I'll shout like King David, the battle's lords. When stone's all I need to take your head and your sword. I'll win either way if I stand for what's right. You can't kill me, the Lord has my life. Before you come against this temple of His, you better consider where eternity you'll live. When it's taking my liberty worth losing your life. It's taking my gun worth whittling your wife. Will your children be fatherless? Will your mom and dad weep? Because you violated the land of free. Liberty's not a parchment in a museum. Not words on a flag for people just to read them. It's on the heart where Jesus Christ lives in a nation founded by promise of ease. Oh, your numbers are greater. The old weapons pronounced. By all our airwaves and new laws you write down. Just doing my job won't be a defense. You better decide now while you've time to repent. Because God's law's still written on some of our hearts. The battle is His if you're ready to start. It doesn't have to happen if you turn to the Lord. He'll restore our nation to greatness once more. Cause I don't want to see. I don't want to see a widowed wife. I want your children to be happy and play in the streets. In a land serving Jesus with peace, liberty. In a land serving Jesus in peace and liberty.
And I hope you didn't mind that bootleg copy of the Liberty Song. That's not even released. That's just the way it is. But that's liberty. It is freedom, but it's freedom, as Jason said, to serve Jesus Christ. Well, you are listening. We've got just a few minutes left here. Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. Coming to you on shortwave off WTWW. We transmit worldwide. Just a fantastic shortwave station that truly does transmit worldwide. On the internet, scripturesforamerica.org. Also, our network website, sfawbn.com. And it is a saint-sponsored network. And in that it is sponsored by you, the saints, by your tithes and free will offerings. Guys, got a real nice email yesterday afternoon from a person named Gary. He says, I'm praying for you and the Radio Ranch Wranglers as you fill the void of Pastor Peter's passing. I know our God has a plan and pray for you all. And all of the ministry to carry it on. No king but Jesus. So, and still getting very positive emails. Ladies in the office yesterday said they just while my wife Diane was over doing some labeling and some orders, said she got two very positive phone calls on the broadcast and on the vintage Pastor Peters that's coming out on church on Sundays. So along those lines, Jason, can you kind of give us a hint about what we're going to have at church tomorrow?
No, can't do that.
No hint? Just have to be there, huh?
Yep, you
it's
can
like,
join
it's
us.
Like
that.
Chris.
We're going to get started at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and that'll get us started with a special broadcast. But if you come around 11 o'clock, we're going to get started with the message. And if you'd like to join us, you can go to sfaw.org, or you can listen to the audio at sfawbn.com.
And at that SFA...
It's like birthday presents with Jason. It's like, you know, he doesn't want to spoil the
I guess that's what it is. I know. Every Saturday I try to find out. I'll even call him. What do we have for church Sunday? Well, you know, just come Sunday morning, and you can see and hear and see what it is. So, yeah, it's exciting for me. You know, even the pastor sometimes would tell you on Saturday morning what he was going to preach on, but But Jason just doesn't let you know what he's pulling out of the archive bag and out of there.
Well, we're just hiding the fact that maybe Jason doesn't even know until that.
Well, I know as much work is involved in putting those together. He's getting close to getting it done anyway. So as Jason said, we do invite you to church tomorrow, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. So you on the East Coast can actually sleep in and still join us for church at noon. It's kind of like one of those later contemporary services, but it's a normal service. At the website.
That survivalist show that Jason just played, was it 2 weeks ago? I'd never seen that before, and so I feel like writing into Scriptures for Americans, say, keep up the good work, keep showing pastor stuff, because it was eye-opening to me. I want to make all kinds of copies of that and Amen. Get them out in the hands of as many people as I can. But
that's
go ahead.
Right.
Sorry about
that. No, that's fine. Just that was last Sunday. It was the Bible, Handbooks for Survivalists, Right-Wing Extremists, Militants, and Tax Protesters, something like that. And that was the original number 200-something that the pastor preached, and that sermon's also available in that booklet, and we sent a note out with that on the DVD church. And so, but we do invite you to church. Join us. We sure say that real men don't go to church. And you know, we have a couple bulls from this Faro Cattle Company, PHARO, down in Southern Colorado, and he puts out a nice little devotion occasionally, usually on Saturday afternoons, and he's redoing a little series, What the Church Is Not. And I like what he says here. He says, as I've said many times, the best indication of whether a church is biblically based or not is whether or not those in attendance bring their own Bibles. And I thought that was a good, kind of a good meter. And he says, which, by the way, is not easy to find in most communities. If nearly all the people, including kids, bring their own Bible to church get-togethers, then you have probably found the right church. It won't be perfect, but at least it's been built on the right foundation of Jesus Christ. So, I know we bring our Bibles to church. Some of us have Bibles there, but the majority of us do bring our Bibles to church. And so, we invite you to come to church with us tomorrow morning. Well, men, we're just about done. Again, thank you for joining us. Guys, we appreciate you getting up early in the morning. And folks, again, this is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We depend on your tithes and donations to allow us to do this. If you'd like to donate, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. Well, men, see you in church tomorrow.
All right.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country stolen, keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. soon will be tanning their steak hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our